We'll have to leave the machlokas to precise definition of machlokas Rehud and Rabbanan for another time. But let's see. What's the problem we're left with in Chulin? The question is what? Is what do you need the chaticha to become nevela for? Right? Milan's question. What do you need the chaticha to become nevela for? Alright, so what do you say? Now his question is, why don't you say that min bimino is not bottle at all? So I still have some of the original iser in the next tarovis, regardless of whether there's a regardless of chaticha nas nevela. Correct? Now what do you have over here? You have two answers more or less, right? I mean, what do you say over here? What does Rabbeinu Ephraim say? He also addresses this problem. Right? He says that what? He says there's no Isser at all. Right? He says, Ein tzorach levat el Isser levad. V'kevin shalom nos latam b'chaticha havi Isser k'man d'leisei. Right? D'lo havi kibu hu b'en. V'lo osser el chaticha rishona. Shein hetu nasa iser, v'lo osa shachatichos. Right? That's what he's saying. He's saying the only reason why Rabbeinu Ephraim doesn't have a chaticha nasa devela, so he's saying if there's only an iser mashu, then it's like the iser is not here. Right? Then the iser is not here. It's only by basa b'cholav that the iser is there, because they both become osa. But if you just had a mashu that asa is the first chaticha, it's true that chaticha is aser, but you can't say there's iser here, right? That's the way he puts it. The Ran puts it slightly differently. No, the Ran says that when Rabbi Yehuda says min bimino is not batal, he never said it when there's a heter meurav with it, right? He never said it when there's a heter with it. Correct? Huh? When there's a tam heter meurav bo. Yeah. So what do you say? Do you have any? Can we say anything over here? No. No. They're not addressing the first question.
But the first question was,
why do you need a tam for chaticha nasa nevela?
Yeah.
Right.
No,
he doesn't know from Chaticha Nasa Nevela at all. He doesn't know from Chaticha Nasa Nevela, and then he has to explain why, if there's no Chaticha Nasa Nevela anyway, what's the difference if it's a Mashu or a Tam? So he says, if it's a Mashu, the Chaticha is just Aser. But it's not. But if there's Tam, then there's a Be'en of the Aser in the next Tarovis.
But he didn't explain why, if you hold Nimino is not Bata, so you have a Koshu, so why are you talking about Tom?
Right, so he's saying, that's what he's trying to answer. He's trying to answer that. He's saying, in terms of Chaticha Nasa's Nevela, there is none. Right? There is none. So the only thing the only question now is, can you aser the next chaticha? Can you aser the next tarovas with the original iser? Right? So he says, only if there's a nesinas tam in the chaticha can I say that there's a be'en of the original iser. Let's ask this basic question over here. In other words, when it goes into the next tarovas, right? You have the, we're working on the toast over here, the toast in the run. When you have the original iser, right? Aser's one chaticha. And it's not no same time to that chaticha, right? So that chaticha becomes osur. Now that chaticha goes into the next tarovas, right? Goes into the next pot. So the question is like this: according to the way we're learning, what happens to the time that goes into the next? What happens to the mashahus, right? What happens to the iser that was in the chaticha? What happens to the issue that's in the chaticha? Okay. Now there's two choices here. There's two choices. Either you can say that the issue that's in that chaticha for some reason now is roy for bittul, even though Isra itself is not roy for bittul, this type of the tam, that whatever is in this chaticha, is roy for bittul. That's one way to learn, right? Or you can say there's nothing to speak about at all. In other words, if you look at the lashonos of Rabbeinu Ephraim versus the Ran, right, it does seem like they're saying slightly different angles. Correct? The Ran says that even though the Ran says as long as you don't have a min b'min, as long as you don't have iser, as long as you don't have chaticha nasas nevela, then what? Then it's not a problem. Why? Because when Rabbi Yehuda says min b'mino is not batal, that lo shmo'inon le'achi kol shetam acher shel hetem urav bo, we never heard that principle that min b'mino is not batal when a tam acher is urav bo. Right? Which implies that what? That there is some sort of a bittul. Right? It implies there is some sort of a bittul. Correct?
Well, it's not that it refers back to min shinam, right?
Well, he's saying the rule that min b'mino is not bittul, we never heard in this type of case. Right?
When Tom of Hester, even though
it's min b'mino.
Right. It's min b'mino.
Right. Isn't that what the Ran says?
Yeah, no.
Whereas Rabbeinu Ephraim puts it a little differently, doesn't he? He says the min hilchach l'rav da amracha the min b'mino lo batol kishachatichas heter kiblatam min anavela chashav iser kiluhu be'en, right? Though Sarah's kol achatichas b'mashu, that if the original nevela gives tam to the chaticha, then it's like the iser is be'en, and then it'll aser b'mashu. Avo ki lo nosna nevela tam ba, lo hayo seres hachatichos mishnei mina. But if it doesn't give tam, it won't do that. Why? Shere ein tzorech levatel, ela ha iser levad. You hear the difference in the lashon? V'lo v'chevan shlo nosna tam b'chaticha, havi ha iser k'man d'leisei. V'lo havi kiluhu be'en. V'lo osar ela chaticha v'shona. Sheina etan nasa iser. V'lo osar shara chatichos. He's saying you don't need bittul. Right? There's a slight difference. I don't know. Do you agree with me? I mean, I'm sure about the Rabbeinu Ephraim. Right? And it does seem like the Ran is saying a different svar. Sounds like he's saying that he says right. The apple gav dom rav yudim min lo bato lo shma inan le hachi kol shetam acher shel hetem urav bo. He's not saying that you don't have anything here, right? But what he's saying, but what you do have here isn't subject to the exclusion of min b'mino lo batal.
He's modifying Rabbi Yehuda's principle, right? Where it's being applied, and just
and saying it never comes into play.
Yeah,
it
just, in this case, it just
won't apply. Okay, it's very complicated what you're saying. Let's ask a question. Let's ask a question over here. Maybe you can answer the question. Okay? Let's ask this question here. What is the Isser of a Kol Shum? What is the Isser of a Kol Shum? Let's stick with Rabbeinu Ephraim for now. What is the Isser of Kol Shum? What's the Isser of Kol Shum? A kol shehu is not the isser, he's saying, right? When you have a kol shehu, that's not considered like the isser is be'en. Correct? Because if you had a kol shehu into the next tarovas, you don't say you have isser be'en into the next tarovas. So what is a kol shehu? So what's the isser of the kol shehu? So let's just play it out. Let's just play it out. So what's the story? We have a tarovas of we have a lot of chatichas of heter, right? And into it falls a chaticha of nevela. Now let's say it was a min b'shein aminus situation. Okay, so what would we say? So what would we say? We would say that if the iser, let's say it was milk. So we would say, well, if the iser that falls into the tarovas is reduced to an insignificance, right? If it's reduced to insignificance, so then what? So then it would be bottle. And then we would say that what do we have? We only have meat. Correct? Then we'd say we only have meat. We don't have a tarovas of milk and meat. We only have meat. The milk doesn't express itself. The time of the milk is not near gash. So it has no kiyum in this pot. Right? It's no different than a pot with just meat. So the shame is just basar. Correct? Okay. But now that it's a min b'mino, what do we say? What happens because it's a min b'mino? What happens because it's a min b'mino? That's what I'm trying to understand. What happens differently because of the min b'mino? Right. So one taste can't overpower the other taste. So it's not a matter of taste over here. And on the contrary, like the Ron says, you could still look at the Ron. He does have something interesting there. Say that what? That you can't say that the Isser is... saying for whatever reason, we don't have to go into detail right now, but he's saying you can't say that the Isser is reduced to an insignificance and bottle, right? So therefore what? So therefore what? So therefore I have to call the entire pot a mixture now, right? I have to consider all of the meat, in other words, the iser, the nevela, cannot be considered reduced to a zero. Can't be considered reduced to a negligible entity. So it's always considered that, so therefore what? So therefore I have to say, all I can say is that the tarovas, all I can say is that this meat is a mixture, this meat, right, all of these pieces of heter have, there's one, I can't call the whole tarovas on the shame of only the heter, right? The whole, all of the pieces are considered and this arev with iser too. Correct? So what do we mean by the mashu? What do we mean by its aser b'mashu? What it means as aser b'mashu is that you can never remove the shame of the iser via dilution. Correct? The original chatichas nevela, is considered to be unchanged, right? And it can't. We don't say that it's all incorporated into one thing and called by the shame heter, and therefore the shame nevela is obliterated. It means to say that the original shame of the shame of the original nevela is never removed. So every piece of this chaticha, every chaticha of this pot, no matter how many pieces are in this pot, are still considered to be part of one mixture of Isser and Heter. Right? As if it was a min b'shein amino. So the mixture itself would obliterate one shame. The mixture itself would obliterate the shame of the Isser. And it would all be considered one uniform identity of Heter. But since it's a min b'mino, according to Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, I never can obliterate the shame of the Isser. Right? So all of the chatichos now are part of one taroves of Isser and Heter. Right? So why are they Asur? Why are they Asur? This is the important part. Why are the other pieces Asur? Because they are in this arev with Isser. They have a shame of being in, of being part of a tarovus of Isser. Correct? They have a shame of a tarovus Isser. That's what mashahu means. Mashahu means that no matter how thinned out the Isser is, it's all considered, all of the pieces are considered to be nisarev with it. So now there's a shame Isser, there's a shame of a tarovas Isser on every single chaticha. You understand? Since the proportions don't change, don't obliterate the cheftza, so no matter what the proportions are, you're always going to say that this tarovas is what? Has two elements. You're always going to say all the pieces are a combination of two entities. There's the heter and the isser. So every chaticha is nikras, has the shame of a tarovas of isser. Okay. But he's saying, but now if I take one of these chatichos, and what? So the point is like this. The point I'm trying to make is like this. According to Ben Ephraim, what creates the isser in each chaticha? The definition of being part of a tarovas of isser. The shame of the tarovas isser cannot be removed from any chaticha. You understand? But if I take a nisarev be'isser and I mix it with other chatichos, that's not going to create a new nistaroves of isser. You understand? What the mashahu does, what all the mashahu means is that each chaticha is considered to have a shame of nisarev be'isser. Why? Because it was combined with Isser. If Isser and Heter are side by side, I wouldn't have this problem. But since the dilution of the, you know, I have to, the point is like this. I have to start out with the Isser Atzma. I'm starting out with Isser Atzma, and I'm saying the Isser, the original Cheftza of the Isser, cannot be, of its shame can never be obliterated from this Tarovas. I can never say that because there was only a little bit of Isser that went into this, it's like no Isser went into this. You understand? So then the whole Tarovas has a shame of Isser too. Because they were all combined. And we can never say the Isser is not a part of this mixture. So it's a mixture that has an ingredient of Isser. It's true, it's a very small ingredient, but and even a small amount of Isser is Usser. You understand? So therefore, that's what creates the Isser in every piece. That it can't be disassociated from the original Isser that was added. It has a shame of a nisarev b'isser. If you held min b'mino is batal. Now the point is like this. It's isser is usser in any amount. Isser cannot be consumed in any amount. But if I held min b'mino is batal, then it's considered they have no amount of Isser. But if it's never bottle, then what? Then every piece of this Taroves has a shame of a Nisarev B'Isser. Even a mashu gives it the shame of an Isari of Isser. And that's really where the shame, that's really the Isser. It's not an Isser of eating, it's not an Isser of eating Nevela Be'en. It's an Isser of a Nisarev, of a Tarovus of Isser. But he's saying, in order to make a new Tarovus of Isser is a situation where a Cheftza of Isser enters a pot and cannot be considered obliterated from it. But without a Be'en of Isser, you can't create a Tarovus of Isser. All you can say is, I have one piece over here that was Nisarev with Isser. Are these other pieces Nisarev with Isser? No, they never were combined with a Be'en of Isser.
You said that the kosher you can't create a tarovus of isser, so how's it acting in the first place?
No. The kol shehu is like a tziruf to the original cheftza of isser. That was when I have a big tarovus of when I have a large quantity of chatichos of heter, right? So now I put in the piece of nevela. So do I say the nevela? What do I include in my tarovus? What do I say combined with the Isser? Where's the Tziruf? So you're saying even a mashu means that every one of these Chatichos has the original Isser Nisare with it. Right? The mashu is like a means of relating to what it's coming from. In other words, when I have the original Isser in the pot, right, and a mashu goes into a chaticha, so I say, well, the original Isser can never lose its shame, and dilution never loses its shame. So now, even though only a mashu went in, that doesn't remove its shame. So now, this chaticha is considered nisarev with the original Isser. But why? Really, because it's joined. It becomes like the entity that the Isser is Nisarev into. That's what Rabbi Yehuda is saying. He's saying like this. There's one result that you can't escape. He's saying, if I have Isser and I mix it with Heter and I say that the mixture doesn't change the Isser, the mixing doesn't change the shame Isser, then all I can say is whatever it was mixed with is going to have a shame Isser too. Because where's the shame Isser go? Where did the shame Isser go? If I say, well, every single piece doesn't have a shame Isser, then it turns out there's no shame Isser in the Tarovus. Then that means the Isser is bottle. He's saying, logically speaking, if you hold min bimino, if you hold that the being this arev doesn't remove its shame, then you must say that all of these pieces join into one giant taroves that has spread throughout it the shame Isser. Right? But that's because the Isser was nisarev with these chatichos, and there's no bittel. So it has to be, it has to create a super entity of a tarovus of the Isser. He's saying, but that's not true with every chaticha that comes off of it. The chaticha that comes off of this piece, the chaticha that comes out of this tarovus, is not going to create a whole new tarovus of Isser. There still is Isser present. There still is Isser present. No. See, that's what I'm trying to say. It's not that there's... That's what I'm trying to say. In other words, why is there Isser present in the Chaticha when you talk about it as part of the whole Tarovus? But when you put it into the new Tarovus, he says it's like the Isser is Kamandalese. Right? That's the question. Correct?
Right.
Put it into halachic terminology. We'll see if this carries any more weight with you guys. Now, it's just definitively. So what are we saying? We're saying that the shame of the taroves iser, the shame of taroves iser, is the oser in the chatichos, but only a be'en can create a shame of a taroves iser. A nisarev be'iser doesn't create a new taroves iser, right? And this Arev Isser, something that was affected by Isser, in other words, there's Isser, there's its effective place, there's where it has its effect, right? There's Isser, and then there's where it has its effect. Saying, where is the effect of the Isser? Where is the effect of the Isser? Only with what the Isser itself was combined. But something that was affected by the Isser doesn't have... So we're saying like this. That's the difference between Mashu and Be'en. Mashu means it has the shame of being affected by the Isser. The Mashu is not a Be'en. The Mashu means that it was qualified somehow by the Isser. It was contaminated by the Isser, to go back to the laboratory for a moment. Right? But in order to create a new Tarovas, you need to have a new Isser. That's definitive version. But let me see if I can explain a little better. Ad infinitum. No, it's interesting. I saw the Rashba as an interesting thing. He says a mashu can't be split. He says when he tries to explain Rabbeinu Ephraim, he says a mashu can't be split because a mashu doesn't have a shear. But anyway, but definitively, what is he saying? It was what I'm trying to say is like this. I'm trying to say like this is that even though Rabbi Yehuda holds min b'mino is not batal, right? Min b'mino is not batal. So all that means to say is like this: that you don't need the tam, you don't need the substance of the. You don't need. All that means to say is like this: that anything that is considered nisarev with it is usher too. Min b'mino lo batal means that anything that's defined as nisarev with it is usur. Why? Because being the process of eruv doesn't affect it. All he's doing is he's removing the process of eruv as a mevatel of the iser itself. So he's saying the process of eruv does not remove the shame of the iser. Does not obliterate the chefts of the iser. So all it's going to do is going to create a nisarev b'isser. You understand? It's only going to create a nisarev b'isser. But going forward, what's going to ask for the next tarovas? What's going to ask for the next tarovas? In other words, like this. Let's take it from the angle of the other angle. So let's say like this. What is the process of min b'mino lo batal? It means to say that if I have chatichas of heter, right, and an iser falls into them, right, and an iser falls into them. Here we go. You ready? So the original, the entity that falls into them is preserved. Okay. Let's look at it that way. The entity that falls into them is preserved. Okay? So, what do I have? I always have heter mixed with iser. So, what is making all the other pieces usser? That's what I want to know. What's making all the other pieces usser? It's definitively, they're definitively usser because since there's their chatichas of heter, and there's an iser present that can never be removed. It's the presence in this tarovas of the iser. You understand? All that mashu means is that no matter how much heter I add, I will never be able to remove the shame of the iser bow. The shame of the iser in this whole tarovas. There's no shear of the tarovas that will remove the shame iser. So I'll always wind up with a tarovas of iser. It's a limitation on affecting the original chaticha. What is the definition of any tarovas? What's the definition of a tarovas? It's the sum of it's a function of its ingredients. Correct? It's a function of its ingredients. Now, if I say that if I add an ingredient in a small quantity, it's not here. That's what the Rabbanan say. If I add Isser to Heter in a certain quantity, so then I say the Isser is like it's not here. But what Rabbi Yehuda's din is that no matter the quantity, we always define the Isser as present. In what? In the entities it's added to. You understand? It's always considered the part of the entities it's added to. It's always considered present in the product of this whole. It's always considered an ingredient in the pot. As I'm drawing, it's always considered an ingredient in the pot. So every piece is considered to be part of an overall entity that has Isser in it. But now, but each piece is not Isser Atzmo. You understand? Each piece is not Isser. Each piece is just part of a mixture that Isser was present in and was not be able. Now, this is what the Ron seems to be saying. He's saying, if I take that piece and I throw it into another pot, right, what am I doing? If I take that piece and I throw it into another pot. He's saying, min b'mina lo batel is only a din in Isser Atzmo, that if Isser is introduced as an entity, there's no bittel on that. You understand? But this is not an entity of Isser. This is another chaticha that was just nis'arev with Isser. That doesn't have its own identity of Isser. In order to say min b'mina lo batel, you need to start out with what does min b'mina lo batel mean? What does it mean? In order to say bittel means that you have an entity, right? You have an entity, and you're trying to remove its shame. Trying to remove its shame, either its qualities or its shamus, or right? Bittel means you're starting out with a cheftza, with an entity, and you're diluting it, or you're nullifying it. No bittel means what? Means that you're starting out with the entity and it's preserved. You understand? And it's preserved. But what the Ron is saying is that there's no comparison between starting out with the cheftza that is Isser. Now, put it that way, the first question you have to ask is, do I have an entity whose preservation is relevant vis-a-vis everything else? That's only true when it's Isser Atzma. Because Isser Atzma is going to be, as if I have Isser Atzma in the Taroves, then you say min b'mina lo batel. Why? Because there's a shame of the Cheftza. Says, but if I just have a nisarev b'isser, what is there? What are we speaking of? What are we speaking of? That there's nothing to talk about. Min b'mina lo batel. The point I'm trying to make is like this: how does min b'mina lo batel aser 1,000 pieces? Has min b'mina lo batel aser 1,000 pieces? It's not because he says every mashahu is like Isser Atzma. Okay? It's not because he's saying every mashu is like Isser Atzma. But he's saying that there's no shear that will remove the shame of the original Isser from the Tarovas. It's a shame of Isser that's the problem here. There's no here, listen to this chiluk. Listen to this chiluk. That was when I say, if I have Isser in a Taroves, every piece is Usser, even though every piece has a Mashahu, only a Mashahu. Why is every piece Usser with a Mashahu? Okay? So they're saying like this. They're saying it's not because every Mashahu is like Isser Atzma. right? It's not that every mashu is iser atzma. It means to say that even though the iser only exists as a mashu in every piece, that no shear of dilution will remove the shame of the original iser from the tarovas itself. It will always be considered as a mixture as chatichos of basar that iser was in, that iser fell into, that iser became a part of. But in aggregate, it's true. In aggregate, it's true. Means to say that it's always viewed as chatichos that were nisarev with iser. Why? Because the tarovas never removes the shame of the iser from the mixing never removed does not remove the shame iser from the chatichos. You understand? So it's not that each mashahu is like a little steak, right? But it's that even though it only goes down to mashus, it never can remove the shame of the original iser in the overall mixture. So whatever the original iser was mixed with, still is going to have a shame of a nisarev iser. You understand? It still has a shame of a nisarev iser, even though in terms of any reality, there's no substance of the iser in it, because that's his whole idea. Logically, if you say anything else, you're going to come out to an idea of mimbamino is bottle. That's what mimbamino lo bottle means. That's what it demands. It means to say that the shame of the original iser is always present in all the chatichos. So you can't look at each piece and say, well, this one only has a mashu, so it's a... Well, then you're saying bittul, correct? But listen to what I'm trying to say. This is the key. This is the key in thinking about it. What I'm trying to say is it's a mistake to look at each piece. The hafkor of bittul is on the original chaticha of iser. The original chaticha of iser is not bittul. Even though by being mixed with heter. That does not obliterate the original. So now I have to always say that all of these pieces are considered mixed with nevela itself. But they have a shame of being mixed with the nevela itself. That's the shame of iser here. The shame of iser is that they were mixed with iser. You understand? But that's not going to make them iser atzma to create other chatichos. Now if I take this chaticha and I mix them with other chatichos, that doesn't mean this chaticha is not considered iser atzma. It just has a shame of being a nisarev. Only iser atzma will make a nisarev. But this doesn't have, this is not iser atzma, it's a nisarev b'iser. So a nisarev b'iser is not going to make a nisarev b'iser. No, it's not that the mashahu. It's not that the mashahu is iser atzma. The mashahu is defining where is defining the taroves of the original iser. The original iser is an isarev with everything that received even a mashu from it. So now they all have a shame of an isarev via the mashu. The mashu is like a tziruf. It's like a tziruf in a certain sense. It makes it a nisarev with the original iser, and it's the shame of nisarev that makes everything usher. Because unless you say a shame of nisarev makes everything usher, then you're going to say that there's min milu's bottle. Basically, you're going to come out saying min milu's bottle. So you have to say the shame of a nisarev is creates iser. But it's not. But the shame nisarev doesn't create a nisarev. Correct. The new pieces are not. No, that's what we're saying. Taking it out of the laboratory, it's the din of a nisarev b'iser that makes it aser. But the new pieces don't make the do not have a shame of a nisarev b'iser. They have a shame of a nisarev with a contaminated b'iser. It's not in the Zayah within the Zayah, correct.
Well, based on the phenomenon of Mashu, that's what's going to be Nidasa.
Right, see, I think that's what the Rashba means, that the Mashu can't be split. It means to say it can't, no, it means like this, huh? We didn't do the Rashba, I saw this morning. The Rashba says the Mashu, a Mashu can't be split. It means to say that the Mashu is just makes it affected by Isser. But an effect won't make an effect in something else. It has to still have the shame of Isser Atzma to give something else the effect. The machlokas between, in other words, the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and everybody else is not the nature of a mashu. It's not in the nature of a mashu. You understand? It's not in the nature of a mashu. It's not that Rabbi Yehuda holds mashuhus are like fully qualified entities and therefore not subject to any bittul, right? Because the truth of the matter is, the Rabbanon require, in order to have bittul, the Rabbanon require rov, right? Not just something more than mashu. Even if it's 2-1, it would be bittul according to the Rabbanon. Even though the one part of one third definitely has the qualities of the entity, right? It's a separate machlokus between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan. Whether there's bittul or not, you want to say they go by the etzem, whatever it is. But sof kol sof, what comes out of it is this: that according to Rabbi Yehuda, you can never negate the fact that you can never negate the shame iser from the tarovus. You understand? The point I'm trying to make is like this: that once you remove bittul, you have to look at what happens. When you remove bittul, what happens? What happens is that you can't say that there's a limit on what the original iser is nisarev with. There's somewhat of a paradox. The original iser has no bittul, but yet it's completely gone. So where did it go? So we have to say the whole tarovus has a shame of being nisarev with it. You understand? The whole tarovus is a shame of being nisari with it. When he says there's no bittul, it means to say that no matter what you do to the original iser, you can't remove its shame from the tarovus. Even if they go down to minute particles existing in each chaticha that has no independent expression, you're always going to say that what is this mixture? It's 1,000 pieces mixed with a half an ounce of Isser. That's what you're always going to say. Right? You're going to say, this total package is what? Has two shemos. Has a shame of 1,000 pieces of Heter and 1 piece of Isser. Right? But a piece I take from it, what shame does it have? It has a shame of a nisarev with Isser. That's the only shame it has. Yeah. In other words, let's clarify it like this. In other words, B-Mac's question. So he's saying like this, that by what the Ron was saying, you have the two things that have the same shame on etzem, right? The same shame on etzem. So all that means to say is that when I'm mixing a min bimino, I never say that that one min is acting upon the other one in a conflict to obliterate it, right? So no matter what the proportions are, there was no obliteration that took place. So I must always say that they just exist together nisarev, echad be'echad, and nisarev together, right? Neither one obliterates the other. So all that means to say is that I can never remove from these pieces of heter the nisarev of the iser, the tarovus of the iser. But that does not mean that Rabbi Yehuda holds that any mashu is exactly the same as a concentrated. That doesn't mean he negates the distinction between a concentrated quantity and a severely diluted quantity. It could still be that a severely diluted quantity doesn't have the shame itself. Now, let's put it this way. Just because they don't act upon each other to remove the shame, right, doesn't mean that lamaisa, the iser, is not in an extremely diluted state. Lamaisa is extremely diluted, right? But the dilution, the physical dilution, he says, of the iser, never obliterates its presence in the heter. So I'm always going to have the identity of iser in my heter. The identity of iser will always be in my heter, right? But in order to aser the next taroves, that too has to be identified as having an identity of iser in it. Just because there's an identity of iser in each chaticha, because the shame of nisarif can never be removed, doesn't mean that it exists as an iser be'en, doesn't mean it exists with qualities, doesn't mean it exists in its fully qualified state. It's just I can never remove the shame of it being present. But how is it present? It's present in basically in shame alone. Because the dilution is such that the original drop of blood that I started out with is so spread among all the other ones that if I would try to summon it, and say, what can it do now vis-a-vis the next Tarovas? Can it now impart its shame to the next Tarovas? I would say no. Right. No, as it comes out, the Rambam is really saying the same thing as Rabbeinu Chaim, saying we never min b'mina lo batal means you create a shame of a nisarev, but we never heard of that by a nisarev. We only heard of that by a seratzmo. Right. That's what you're saying all the time.
No,
itself. No, it's the point I'm trying to make is like this: that if you say min b'mina lo batal, it means to say that the original chaticha as an ingredient in this taroves is never removed. You never say that since it got so diluted, it's like the original iser never became part of this thing at all. But it doesn't mean that the way it exists in the taroves is vis-a-vis itself like a qualitative entity. On the contrary, it becomes part. It becomes a part of the other thing. It joins together. It joins together with the other thing. You understand? It joins together with the other thing, and it becomes basar. It becomes like a super entity of basar, right? That has a shame of iser. Why? Because one of the identities of this basar had a shame of iser. One of the identities of the giant conglomerate basar had an identity of iser when it went in, and that was never negated. That basar was never negated. So it's like a logical necessity. That's the point I'm trying to make to you. It's simply a logical necessity that the shame iser must exist, even though in fact. Even though in fact it doesn't exist in this Tyroves in any qualitative sense. Qualitatively, it doesn't have its own identity as the original. It's not like when you put in the Nevela, it exists everywhere like a giant piece of Nevela. It doesn't even exist in one little corner like a piece of Nevela. It's just definitively Basar, that part of its shame came through Iser. And that fact is never removed. So it's all usher because it's busser that has a shame isser in it. But the shame isser is just a logical necessity of the fact that part of its components had a shame isser. And they were all subsumed into it. So the shame iser is never going to be obliterated. But when I want to talk about asering the next piece, I need a qualified entity of iser, not just the presence of a shame iser. Exactly. Each mashu is not its own, right? Each mashu is not its own miniature nevela. But if there's a mashu in here, that means to, but mashu means that this is the extent of the spread of the nevela. How far did the nevela spread? Everywhere. Why? Because even a mashu is considered part of its spread. But it's the original spread. The spread of the original.
I still don't understand the difference why the koshu is affecting that one patika but not the whole tarolis.
The next tarolis.
Yeah, can I try?
Go ahead, try what you're saying. You're going to have to give it, sir. Right. This is what Jonah is saying. Maybe it's a little easier. What do I mean say that us even b'kol shu? It means to say that even if each piece only got a kol shu of Isser, that still means that there was a significant cheftza of Isser in the tarovas, even though it only disseminated to a kol shu in every individual piece. But in terms of the tarovas, it's a tarovas of a significant entity of Isser, because bittel never removed. There's no bittel, so the significance of the original Isser is never removed. But it doesn't mean that the kolshu is a significant entity of Isser. Now, in order to have a minbin lo batal, means it has to be a significant entity of Isser in my mixture. Even if I only went down to a kolshu, it doesn't remove the fact that there went into it a significant entity of Isser in this aggregate. So every piece of that is considered part of a group that had a significant chefs of Isser. But the mashu itself is not a significant entity of Isser.